Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls on Global South nations to stand united to become each other's strength. Highlights New Delhi's commitment to promote trade and inclusive development. Karnataka Governor grants sanction for prosecution of Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in Muda site allotment scam. Healthcare services affected across the nation due to the ongoing doctor's strike, protesting rape and murder of a woman doctor in Kolkata. Sumit Antil and Bhagyashree Jadhav to be India's flag bearers for opening ceremony of Paris Paralympics 2024. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on the nations of the Global South to stand united in one voice to become each other's strength. In his opening remarks on the third Voice of the Global South virtual summit today, the Prime Minister expressed concern about the current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges. He highlighted that while the world has not yet fully recovered from the effects of COVID-19, the state of conflict has also posed significant challenges to Global South nations' development journey. Mr. Modi emphasized that these countries are facing challenges from climate change as well as concerns about health, food and energy security.
चारों ओर अनिश्चितता का माहौल है. फूड सिक्योरिटी और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी की चिंताएं भी है. आतंकवाद, अतिवाद और अलगाववाद हमारे समाजों के लिए गंभीर खतरा बने हुए हैं. टेक्नोलॉजी डिवाइड और टेक्नोलॉजी से जुड़ी नई आर्थिक और सामाजिक चुनौतियां भी सामने आ रही.
The Prime Minister assured that India is committed to sharing its experiences and capabilities with all countries of the Global South. He said that in recent years, Global South cooperation has been boosted through infrastructure, digital and energy connectivity.
ग्लोबल साउथ के सभी देशों के साथ अपने अनुभव, अपनी क्षमताएं साझा करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है. हम आपसी व्यापार, समावेशी विकास, सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट गोल्स की प्रगति और विमेन लेड डेवलपमेंट को बढ़ावा देना चाहते हैं.
He highlighted New Delhi's commitment to promoting trade, inclusive development, progress on the sustainable development goals and women-led development. He said that in recent years, Global South cooperation has been boosted through infrastructure, digital and energy connectivity. Mr. Modi highlighted that under Mission Life, New Delhi is prioritizing rooftop solar and renewable power generation, not only in India, but also in partner countries. He pointed out that India has also initiated efforts to connect various countries of the Global South through Unified Payments Interface or UPI. The Prime Minister said there has been significant progress in partnership with Global South nations in the areas of education, capacity building and skilling. He also said that India has established a social impact fund to accelerate progress in digital public infrastructure in the Global South. He added that India will make an initial contribution of $25 million to this fund. Later in his closing remarks, Mr. Modi said that today's discussion has paved the way to move forward together. He expressed confidence that this discussion will boost the efforts to achieve goals set up by Global South nations. The Prime Minister also proposed a comprehensive global development compact on the behalf of India. He said that the foundation of this compact will be based on India's development journey and experience of development partnership.
इस कॉम्पैक्ट की नींव भारत की विकास यात्रा और विकास साझेदारी के अनुभवों पर आधारित होगी. यह कॉम्पैक्ट ग्लोबल साउथ के देशों द्वारा स्वयं निर्धारित की गई विकास प्राथमिकताओं से प्रेरित होगा. यह ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक होगा और विकास के लिए मल्टी डायमेंशनल होगा और मल्टी सेक्टोरल अप्रोच को आगे बढ़ाएगा.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has urged Global South countries to work together as a family to facilitate the flow of low-cost financing and critical technologies, speaking at the first Foreign Ministers' session of the third Voice of the Global South Summit today. Dr. Jaishankar said that the nations of the Global South are particularly impacted by multiple conflicts, tensions and stresses the world is grappling with. He emphasized that the nations of the Global South are particularly impacted. He highlighted that the purpose of this exchange of views is to define our interests through that process. Presenting four themes for deliberations, Mr. Jaishankar said that there is an acute need to diversify production itself in various domains to de-risk the international economy. Doctors, medical professionals and students are staging protests across the country on the call of the Indian Medical Association or IMA for a 24-hour nationwide strike to protest against the rape and murder of a woman doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. Non-emergency and OPD services will be affected till tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. However, all essential services are being maintained. In Delhi, doctors from Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital and Lady Harding Medical College Hospitals are staging protests. Faculty members of All India Institute of Medical Sciences Delhi have also joined the strike. In Bihar, medical services in government hospitals as well as private hospitals are affected due to the ongoing protest of doctors. Junior and resident doctors of state medical college and hospitals, including AIIMS Patna, are already staging protest demanding safety of doctors at workplace and other issues. However, the Directorate General of Health Services, Atul Goyal, yesterday said that the head of institution will be responsible for filing an institutional FIR within a maximum of 6 hours in case of violence against doctors. He had written to the head of the central government hospitals and medical colleges in this regard. Union Health Ministry has assured protesting doctors of all possible efforts to ensure their safety and urged them to resume their duties in the larger public interest. The ministry said a committee will be formed to suggest measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals, and the representatives of all stakeholders, including the state governments, will be invited to share their suggestions with the panel. The representatives of the Federation of Resident Doctors Association, FORDA, Indian Medical Association, IMA, and Resident Doctors Associations of Government Medical Colleges and Hospitals of Delhi have met the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare at New Delhi in the aftermath of the incident against a resident doctor in R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Kolkata. The associations have put forth their demands regarding their concern over the safety and security of the healthcare workers at the workplace. The ministry heard the demands of the representatives and assured them of all possible efforts to ensure the security of healthcare professionals. They were informed that the central government is well aware of the situation and is sensitive to their demands. The ministry said that 26 states have already passed a legislation for protection of healthcare workers in the respective states. The centre also urged them to resume their duties in view of the rising cases of dengue and malaria in the country. The BJP today continued its attack on West Bengal government over Kolkata doctor rape and murder incident, alleging that it is acting against the people who are raising their voices against the incident. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla claimed that 43 doctors have been transferred by the TMC government who were raising their voices for justice. He also alleged that Kolkata police is threatening people for speaking against the incident on social media. He accused the ruling TMC of trying to shield the culprits in this case.
इस बेटी के लिए न्याय के लिए आवाज उठाने वाले 43 डॉक्टर्स को पश्चिम बंगाल की सरकार ने ट्रांसफर करने का निर्देश दे दिया है और ट्रांसफर उनकी कई दूर दराज इलाकों में भी की गई है. यूनाइटेड डॉक्टर्स फ्रंट एसोसिएशन ने भी ट्वीट करके कहा है, वी स्ट्रांगली कंडेम ममता बैनर्जी द अनजस्ट ट्रांसफर ऑफ फैकल्टी मेंबर्स हु सपोर्टेड आवर प्रोटेस्ट. These punitive measures will not silence our demands for justice and security. We stand united and resolute in our fight.
Karnataka Governor Thavar Chand Gehlot today granted sanction for prosecution of Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in connection with the Mysuru Urban Development Authority MUDA site allotment scam. The sanction is based on three petitions filed by T.J. Abraham, Pradeep and Snehamay Krishna. Earlier on 26th of July, Governor Gehlot had issued a show cause notice to CM Siddaramaiah asking him to respond within 7 days on why he should not face prosecution. In response, the Karnataka cabinet had strongly recommended that the governor retract the notice issued to the chief minister, accusing him of misusing his constitutional role. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The broadcast sequence of hourly news bulletins of Akashwani will be revised starting 18th of August, that is tomorrow, from 12 midnight. Hindi news bulletins will be broadcast first, followed by 5-minute English news bulletins. From 18th of August, tomorrow midnight, the Hindi bulletin will be on air on the hour, with the English bulletin following immediately after. The Vice President of India, Jagdeep Dhankar, is on a one-day visit to Sri Potti Sriramulu Nellore district in Andhra Pradesh today. Upon his arrival at the police parade grounds in Nellore from Tirupati, the Vice President was warmly welcomed by the Governor of the state, Abdul Nazir, Minister for Municipal Administration and Urban Development, Ponnuguru Narayan, Minister of Endowments, Annam Ram Narayan Reddy, and other state government officials. First Deputy Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Dr. Geeta Gopinath, has said that India's growth did much better than expected during the last fiscal year 2023-24, and the country is expected to become the third largest economy of the world by 2027. In an interview with a private channel in New Delhi, Gopinath mentioned that the country needs to create millions of additional jobs in the next 5-6 years. She said the IMF expects private consumption to recover and a favourable monsoon to increase harvest. The Union Cabinet has given its approval to 3 new metro rail projects in the country. The projects include Phase 3 of Bangalore Metro with an estimated cost of 15,611 crore rupees, Thane Integral Ring Metro Rail Project with a cost of 12,200 crore rupees, and Pune Metro Phase 1 Project Extension towards south from Swargate to Katraj with a cost of around 3,000 crore rupees. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, at present, Metro Rail is operational in 21 cities, whereas it was operational only in 5 cities 10 years back. The IMD has forecast enhanced rainfall over eastern and central parts of the country for the next 6 days. The IMD said under the influence of low pressure area over northwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining West Bengal and its likely intensification, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till 22nd of this month. Tokyo Paralympics gold medalist Sumit Antil and shot put star Bhagyashree Jadhav will be flag bearers of the Indian contingent at the opening ceremony of the Paris Paralympics. The Paralympic Games will take place from the 28th of August to 8th September this year. In Paris Paralympics, 84 athletes will represent India. This is the country's largest ever contingent in the Paralympic Games. A total of 54 athletes had represented country in the Tokyo Paralympics. In Bangladesh, 4 more advisers to the interim government were sworn in yesterday. President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to them at the Darbar Hall of Bangabhavan, Dhaka. The new advisers were sworn in the presence of interim government chief advisor Professor Mohammad Yunus and other advisers. Chiefs of the 3 services were also present on the occasion. With the swearing in of the 4 advisers, the members of the council advisers in the Yunus-led interim government now stands at 21. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls on Global South nations to stand united to become each other's strength, highlights New Delhi's commitment to promote trade and inclusive development. Karnataka Governor grants sanction for prosecution of Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in MUDA site allotment scam. Healthcare services affected across the nation due to the ongoing doctor's strike, protesting rape and murder of a woman doctor in Kolkata. And Sumit Antil and Bhagyashree Jadhav to be India's flag bearers for opening ceremony of Paris Paralympics 2024. And with that, we end the midday news.